Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show today, Positively Healthy, here on KCNR 1460. And boy, I don't know about you, but I just spent a couple weeks as a juror, and interesting experience. Hope to never have to do it again, so I have a fresh outlook on my free time, and I like being here today. So I want to start our program today. You know, sometimes we have people hiding out in our community that are doing extraordinary things, not only locally, but throughout the entire state of California, and I have one of those people here today. He's been with us before, and we have Mark Peterson here today. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Trudy. Good to be here.
Hi. Nice to have you here. I want to start with the fact that you have, what's the name of your business?
Abundant Harvest Organics.
Okay. And so you were here last year, and you told us that we know that you have a company that delivers organic all sorts of stuff throughout the entire state of California.
That's correct.
Okay, so let's just kind of, and we know it's out of control, and it's, you know, people are just making shifts constantly to decide to eat a little healthier.
That's right.
And you're in the middle of it all. And so even though we have a lot going on locally, you represent the whole state and kind of what we're doing. And so I want to hear, like, tell us how this business got started.
I'm a native Californian.
Okay, good.
And we lived in the Pacific Northwest for 12 years and wanted to get out of the rain and back to family.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this idea 5.5 years ago and got it here in Reading the month I moved back. And my brother's running it out of Kingsburg, which is down in Tulare County, number one ag county in the world.
Yes, though. Yes.
And we're now... So I had the idea 5 years ago. We pieced it together, got it going 3.5 years ago. And we started with 40 people, and now we're up to 6,000 subscribers, feeding about 30,000 people a week.
Wow.
And, you know, our mantra is organic at the price of conventional within one day of harvest. And the one day of harvest thing is really exciting. And we don't have any middleman. There's no one in between you and your food. If you had a problem with the tomatoes that week, one quick email goes directly to the farmer that provided those, and he will take care of that, either reimburse you or most likely bring you new tomatoes next week.
Wow.
So there's a straight connection to your food, and I come from an agricultural background, and I'm also a consumer and a major food snob. I milked my goats this morning.
I love that.
And so, you know, I was looking at it from all those perspectives, and when I was in Washington, one of my agriculture-related businesses where I brought labor to farms, that connected me to organic farms for the first time, and I got passionate about it.
Yeah.
And and we love what we do, and I mean we have 600 subscribers in Bakersfield alone, and when you pull into the parking lot, I mean it's like a rock concert.
Oh my gosh, it sounds crazy. Is there just a line, like a mile long line?
Yes, there is. Yeah, and it's a lot of fun, and people are so appreciative because, you know, we want to eat organic, but we have to get over that block, and it's been expensive to do up until now.
Wow. Yeah. Now, how many subscribers do you have in Reading?
I have, as of this morning, we've been going 5 weeks because it's a long run to come up here. So we're just like, okay, so we got Chico going. I have 40, I have 80 something inactive, and 40 getting deliveries. But we've been going 5 weeks, and I've been going up about a small handful like every week, just slowly growing. So hopefully, you know, by New Year, I'd like to be at 100, but it's all good.
Okay, I mean, that's our goal then.
Everybody's grateful.
Yeah.
And also we'd like to, you know, if there's some people that want to host a drop site in a surrounding Ready area, we're fully open to that. We'd love to do that.
Is that right?
Yes. And so if there's some Anderson, Cottonwood, Red Bluff, maybe some of these side towns out here that would like to host a site, they get a small little... a piece of the pie to help facilitate the drop site. So anyways.
Now, where's your Reading site right now?
We drop in between Fleetfoot and Big Lots parking, Big Lots in that parking lot.
Yeah.
We just wanted to be really central to everybody. And so we're on the crossroads of those two freeways, and it's been working really good.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then now, with your program, people go at a certain time out to that location.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah. Into the new year, we're hoping to have door-to-door delivery for a little extra surcharge. But for now, everybody has to show up between 2 and 2:30. They go online, ahorganics.com, and they go in there and they subscribe. It's about a week delay, so the farmers know what's coming, mm-hmm. And then they get weekly delivery. They can also vacation out different dates, so they're not always they don't have to get it every week.
Wow.
So
okay.
A lot of people get it every other week, but most people
get
it every.
We're going to talk a whole lot more about that. I love it. Okay, you're listening to Positively Healthy. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. We'll be right back.
Lime and the coconut, she took a bowl.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
Attention all Marines and other allied military personnel. The Shasta Marines invite you to attend their annual birthday ball celebrating the 236th anniversary of the establishment of the United States Marine Corps. Muster Thursday, November 10th at the Red Lion Hotel, with no host bar starting at 5:30 with dinner served at 7. The event will feature the renowned Jefferson Pipe Scottish Band. For ticket information, give us a call here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Reading Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Reading Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Reading Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Rayleigh's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to our show today, Positively Healthy, here on KCNR 1460. And in the studio, we have Mark Peterson, and Mark is an amazing person. Welcome back, Mark.
Hi.
Good to be here. I'm glad you're here. Now, we're talking about your business that is... Now, who owns your business? You and your brothers?
Yeah, primarily my brother.
Uh-huh.
I have a little small piece of the pie.
Okay.
And it was either that or I had to move, and I love Reading.
Yeah.
And he really had the infrastructure. We've been on that land for four generations now.
Now, that's where you were raised,
that's
right?
That's right. Okay. Since 1892.
And wow.
He's the biggest I talked him into going organic 7 years ago.
Excellent.
And actually, this idea not only came when I moved back to Reading, but also came back with me trying to help him market all this organic produce now that he had for the first time from conventional organic. And in doing that marketing, I'm like, there has got to be a better way. There's too many people between us and our food. If you go to the grocery store, there's a minimum of 7 people, and usually anywhere from 9 to 12 people getting a piece of that pie all the way along.
Wow.
And really, we're just, I mean, a big part of the produce that we're growing, mostly the fruit, but we're just bringing other farmers, other small farmers.
Yeah.
And we've had 5 farmers this year alone said, Mark, Vernon, we would not be here if it wasn't for you. You know why? And the exciting thing is all of our farmers get paid on delivery. When they pull in with their peaches, they drive out with a check. Because everything's cashless. And so, even though that card isn't paid until the 30-day mark, we have that money. So we give that straight to the farmer. And our percentage of putting it all together is relatively small. So we keep, we're to scale now. So we keep our costs down. So we're able to deliver a superior product. And people are responding. And we don't do any marketing. I mean, if we get a newspaper or somebody asks me to come on the radio, we do that. And other than that, you know, I started with a little flyer run. Other than that, it's such a great product. Everybody tells their friends.
So tell us what is in the box. Like, what can people order? What do they choose? Are they choosing between apples and oranges? Or is it, you know, like, what are they?
Well, I went on the In-N-Out model.
Okay.
We have one hamburger, and we do it really, really well. So that whole thing is in season. Everything's California grown. We're not pulling anything out of any tropicals or Mexico or any other states. Everything's here locally. And it's just what's in season that week. And, you know, one thing that separates us from, you know, other people that are doing it is half the box weight is fruit. And fruit's the expensive thing to grow. And so, you know, it's not just a veggie box. It's like a heavy fruit box and veggies. And we're just doing one thing. And the big box often has about 18, sometimes as many as 20 items per week. I mean, it's a big box. I should have brought one. You've seen one before.
I know. You blew my mind once. You dropped by my office and you said, this is our box. And I just stood there. And then you handed me a tomato way before our tomatoes in Redding would ever be ripe.
Right.
And so it was like, I will remember that tomato forever. It was just, you know, when you just really want a fresh tomato, like homegrown, and it's only March or April or something, they're not coming for a while.
Right.
Well, we've got the ripening benefit of South, right? So things are coming around a little earlier.
Yeah, and that's true. And we have some farmers, you know, that bring to us even from down in the Coachella Valley just to get us into fruit a little bit earlier. But, you know, most of the 100 guys that we have that bring to us are you know, within a 30-mile radius of Tulare County.
Wow.
And so, you know, when we assemble on Monday afternoon that comes here to Redding and other surrounding cities, that was all picked Monday morning, and it's to us by Tuesday afternoon at 2:30. Now, when you're in the grocery store, trust me, I've been in the produce business my whole life. And you can't get stuff in a grocery store any quicker than 4 days ever. And most of the time, you're at least a week out. So, and the nutrient level is falling. I think a lot of the obesity thing is we're eating and we're not feeling full because of the nutrient content isn't really
good.
There.
Yeah.
And so when you're closer to harvest, your nutrient level's higher. You're organic, which your nutrient level's at least double of conventional. If you want to look at any study, I think no one would argue that. And so it's an exciting thing we're doing.
What's so great about Tulare County?
The water table is really high. The climate, the pH in the soil is excellent. We just have a really, really good water supply there. The whole infrastructure's there. The canal systems are excellent. And I think it's mostly just a climate thing. Like, say, Kingsburg's probably the number one tree fruit because you need so many hours of dormancy. And when you get out of it, you notice how when you drive around the state, how the crops change. And all those things are compared to, are dictated by the amount of dormant hours we have in the wintertime and the number of heat hours we have in the summer. So that, it just hits a little climate area that just, you know, it's Tulare County, number one ag county. Number two ag county, I believe, is Fresno. Number three is Kings County. They're all there. Bam, bam, bam.
Okay, so we've had a question here, like, where is Tulare County for those of us up here?
Tulare County runs from Kingsburg down to Tulare Visalia. And that is the biggest farm show in the world. You may have, even non-ag people know that, I
uh-oh,
believe.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you don't
uh-oh,
know
I'm
that.
Looking down. I'm looking at the floor.
The biggest farm show in the world is in Tulare County. I mean,
wow.
And and that's where I grew up, and that's where this stuff's coming from.
Okay, so will you tell me where we are again? Now, this is east of Fresno?
South of Fresno.
South of Fresno.
It's Visalia. Visalia is Tulare County, yeah.
Okay, and Visalia is?
It's about about the size of Redding.
Okay.
And yeah, if you drive through there, it smells like cows.
Right on. Okay. See, we like that. That means the fertilizer's good. So we're talking to Mark Peterson, and we will be right back.
Lime in the coconut, she took a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, is there nothing I could take? I say, Doctor.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Redding restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Redding to find our website.
I'm in the car next to you on the highway. I sit in front of you on the bus. I'm one out of every six Americans, and I'm struggling with hunger. This isn't an uncontrollable epidemic. There's enough food in this country to feed every hungry person. Please, visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for those around you, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy. And in the studio, we have Mark Peterson, our very own Mark Peterson. Welcome back, Mark.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. And, you know, we're talking about your organic food delivery, produce.
Yes.
Fabulous produce.
It's
organic, it's delivered one day after it's been picked,
that's
and
correct.
Your guarantee is that you want it to be the price of conventional produce.
We have 100% guarantee. You don't like it, we'll get it. We'll get you your money back, but we don't have any of those people because it is what we say it is.
Yeah, no, I've seen it. I've seen it, and I'm getting ready to order some. And so, okay, let's go through the boxes. You were giving us the price. We have the small box of vegetables.
Yes, that's right. We only have one box, everybody. There's two sizes.
Okay.
It's like we go on the In-N-Out model. We only have one hamburger, but it's an excellent hamburger.
Okay.
And I don't know if that comparison actually works, but that's what we're doing here.
Like In-N-Out.
We have one box. It's we don't eat our box every week, and I have a family of six, and there's a lot of produce in there, and that box is $36, and the small box is $21, and it's exactly half of what the big box is. So, you know, for couples, and I actually recommend couples split a big box. You get a little more variety, and you keep your costs down, because if you split a big box at $36, now you're into it for, you know, what's the math on that, $18 a week instead of $21.
Right, right, so. Right. And then...
what's in the boxes?
Okay. All these questions are coming in here. What's in the box? What is in the box? We already asked that, but do you want me to pull up your website and we can kind of go through it?
Yeah, we can go through back. We can go with what we had last week. I mean, right now we're into apples and pears, and I'm trying to think of what was in there.
Okay.
We have a Hmong guy growing bok choy for us. That was phenomenal. I love that. Persimmons are in the box right now.
Okay. We'll go through. I'll pull that up at our next break. And then, but right now, people can get either the small box or the large box, and then you have something called add-ons.
That's correct.
Okay, so that means you can just go on your website every week and choose something different.
So everybody listening to us on ahorganics.com, you can see for the last year everything that's been in our box during different weeks. And so once you're subscribed, you can add on any. We have at least probably 40 add-ons right now. It's always changing every week. This week, I personally added on a 10-pound bag of organic oranges. Everything on our site's organic, by the way. We have no exceptions to that. That was $5, so I added that on. 10 pounds for $5.
Wow.
And I got 24 ears of popping corn for $11.90, I think. And so they pop on the kernel. It's really cool. We give them away for gifts and things. So that's what I added on. And
yeah.
We have, you know, you can add on kale. We have one lady that gets a whole bunch of kale every week because she juices. And so... we have all grass-fed meat from right here in Northern California. I got that connection going for us, and we have pastured. We only have pastured eggs. We have only raw milk. So this is high-end stuff. We've gotten some of our pastured eggs here from Lazy 69.
Oh, excellent.
From Dan in the past. And so he's one of our
sponsors of our show.
He's one of our sponsors, yeah. And he's a good guy, and he he's giving a great product. And those are the types of people that we're bringing together. And we're paying them on delivery because that must
be a really big deal for a
farmer. It's a huge deal. Ask Dan.
Yeah.
It's a huge deal because when you deliver, you will never hardly ever see money as a farmer for 45 days. And it's mostly 60 to 90.
Is that right? And so How can he live with that kind of...
Well, that's why it's tough for the family farm. And so when we're handing these guys a check, we're not only participating, it's only good for our bodies, it's good for our community, it's good for we're keeping these small guys alive that are feeding us.
And
so, you know, it's exciting.
Our state, you know, I mean, I want to go through also who you're delivering, like how does the route go? Like you come through Reading, but you're coming up to Reading and back down, or you going to the coast?
We just used to do one delivery up until last year, but we've gotten so big now. Now we're having two delivery days. We have four delivery days, but two assembly days a week now. So there's the Monday night, Tuesday delivery day, which Reading's a part of, and then there's the Friday night, all day Saturday, which is all Southern California.
Okay.
And so we have, I think there's about seven trucks, a couple big semis, and we have some smaller ones. And we just pull into the parking lot, and everybody lines up right behind the truck, and we have a computer printout of who bought what, and we're just handing them out. And just connecting with people, and it's kind of like a little party. People sit around and talk, and you know, and people go out in the parking lot and split their box, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds great.
It looks like you have two new customers, Carl and Linda Bott, who own this station, said they're going to go order some now, too.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, it's good. It's good. That's what I'm talking about. Go California. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR, and we'll be right back. Is there nothing I could take? I say, but doctor, to relieve this
belly, I say, now let me get... Hi, I'm Amy Rogers. I'm a certified massage therapist with a bachelor's degree in kinesiology. I've worked with a broad spectrum of clients that have a variety of needs. I like to help people get rid of their physical pain so they can enjoy their lives. You can find me at Dr. Trudy Pratt's office at 244-7873. Most insurance is accepted. Number again is 244-7873. Let this be the year that you care for yourself.
There it is! Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Looking for a way to help your Shasta County neighbor in need this season? You can help with the local Salvation Army and KCNR 1460. The Christian Motorcyclist Association and Reading Harley Owners Group would like to invite you to get involved by donating turkeys, hams, canned foods, or dry goods to their turkey food drive on November 4th. All donations can be brought to the Kmart parking lot on Hilltop Drive in Reading on Friday, November 4th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Donate your turkeys and holiday food items to help our neighbors in need have a blessed Thanksgiving and Christmas meal this year.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
That is
not reusable packaging.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. And we have Mark Peterson here in the studio. And, you know, as far as unbelievable vegetables and a family that has decided to just take agriculture back here and give it back to the small farmer. It's happening right here in California. And Mark Peterson and his family, they are the people. So welcome back, Mark.
All right. Good to be here.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're going to here at the next break, not this break, we didn't quite get it done, but we're going to figure out what exactly is in the box. And I want to come back to the stops. I want to hear these routes. It's like, I just kind of want to picture you guys pulling out a Tulare and, you know, these stops. Where are you headed? Are you delivering in San Francisco? Are you going through 101? Are you coming? Are you not delivering that direction at all? Are you mostly going south? I mean, who wants the food the most? Who's the hungriest for this? What area?
Well, we started, our first two drop sites were in Bakersfield and Kingsburg Reedley. Those were our first. We had 40 people our first week. And we've just grown from word of mouth that somebody's cousin in the town next to him. And now every town in the central and south of Fresno You can't even find a little mom and pop town that down there that doesn't have one. We've just kind of grown south, and that's just the way it's gone.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of a word of mouth thing. And we're cleared from San Diego, and as of 5 weeks up to Reading, from San Diego to Reading. Now, it hasn't gone. We have a stop coming in Sacramento. Should be any week now. That's growing, but it has not broken into the Bay Area as of this time. So I don't know quite why that hasn't happened. But you know, it's all good because we've been growing at a nice, steady, very, you know, it's hard to keep up with our level of growth with the rats. And so, you know, we're not too excited about like exactly going to the moon like tomorrow,
right?
Because we want a nice, happy, slow growth that is sustainable, that we can keep up with and that we can do an excellent job with. And we have done that up to this point, and we will continue to do
like
it.
Now give the folks at home your website again.
AHorganics.com.
AHorganics.com. Okay,
that's AbundantHarvestOrganics.com. You could put that one in, it'll get you, but AH Organics will get you there.
Now, what's different too is that people go online. So their way of subscribing is they go online, they pull up this website, and they do it. They don't even need to call you, right?
That's correct, but they can email us. Our phone numbers are on there. Every host has their phone number. My cell phone's on there. Give me a call. I'll answer your questions. And everything's cashless. It lets us know 10 days out what's coming and helps us keep the efficiency. There's no waste. It's not like when you're at a farmer's market and you didn't sell everything, it gets thrown away. We know everything is sold when it pulls in the driveway.
Right.
And we always bring just a tiny bit more than what we have sold. And we bring those extras like every week, except for one. We've been in the last 5 weeks, we've always had extras. So there's a box of extras, and I just throw some on top of the box because we just had a little bit extra. So there is absolutely no waste. And another thing that your listeners will love is a huge part, people don't know this, but a huge part of the cost of our food and our produce is packaging, and we have none.
Yay!
And everything's reusable. We have a box that folds up flat that they bring back every week, and there's one paper liner in there that's recyclable. One thin paper liner that kind of protects the box that we fold over the produce each week. So everything is just a thin piece of paper is recyclable, and that box is reusable. Because a box of peaches that holds 25 pounds that goes to your grocery store, it's about a $2 box. And guess who pays for that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the consumer pays for that. And so we don't have that, and we don't have any. I mean, I could go down the list of the nine. In fact, maybe I should. How many people are in between us and our produce? And we have eliminated that. We've got rid of the brick and mortar. We've got rid of the whole cooling system. We've got rid of the whole packing system.
Wow.
We've got rid of the brokers. We've got rid of the salesmen that take 10% of all the stuff. You know, the consumer doesn't know this. I've been in agriculture for a long time, and that's how the system works.
We don't know it. No.
That's how the system works, and we have eliminated all that. And, you know, when I got that idea and I ran it by a bunch of my wealthy friends, and they all asked me how much money I needed, I knew that was the right answer because I didn't need any money because – we started small. We've let the business build itself, and we have our money the day we need it. And we keep short accounts. We keep everybody paid. It's a great business model. It's a great it's great for our bodies and for our consumers. It's a win-win-win-win for everybody, and it's exciting to be a part of. It gets me misty-eyed.
Oh well, me too. So these are the topics that turn me on. Now, how did you get into organic? Like, what happened for you that made you think that maybe you shouldn't have a bunch of pesticides or?
Well, if you look, I don't know if you remember me, but this last year I've lost about 35 pounds. I've been keeping it off.
Okay, you look good before, so.
Thank you.
I didn't notice, sorry.
I've been in agriculture. I've had hundreds of cousins. We're all in agriculture, and I had no exposure to organic farming ever until I moved to the Northwest, where I was again involved in agriculture. I was a labor contractor, among other things. I did a lot of land restoration, riparian areas and things. But one of the things, when I had laborers and I would bring them to farms, I started getting organic customers that I would go out to organic. And I'm telling you, something clicked in me, and I was exposed to that. And I loved what they were doing. Oh my goodness, there's life actually in the soil. You know, we're not spreading synthetic fertilizers on it.
Yeah.
We've been spraying chemicals just without thinking about it, you know, because that's what we did. And, I never liked doing it, but I never had any exposure to anyone else. I started eating organic, started getting passionate about it. I loved We have a great kitchen. My wife's a phenomenal cook.
Wow.
Her great grandma has a great restaurant in Southern California. So we have this food growing, cooking legacy in our family, and we just love food. I mean, it's a very intimate thing. It's communion, really, right? And so I just got passionate about it, and I started looking at it from all these different angles, and that's how Abundant Harvest Organics came to be.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And so we'll be back with more of Mark Peterson right after this.
Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. You put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. You put the lime in the coconut, you call the doctor, woke him up. Say, doctor, is there nothing I could take? I say, doctor, to relieve this baby, you got. Say, doctor,
doctor,
is there nothing I could take? I say, doctor,
I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Redding's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Do you have neck, shoulder, or back pain? Did you know that acupuncture can help? The experts at Redding Acupuncture Healthcare can treat all these problems and so much more. Acupuncture is a virtually painless therapy that's been used in China for over 1,000 years. It stops pain by stimulating the production of pain-killing endorphins while improving blood flow to the area of pain. Redding Acupuncture Healthcare has 2 experienced acupuncturists with over 25 years of combined experience. Redding Acupuncture is the largest acupuncture clinic in Shasta County and offers the most extensive selection of Chinese herbs, teas, books, and aromatherapy products in their herbal pharmacy. Redding Acupuncture Healthcare is conveniently open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 p.m. We also have Saturday appointments available for your convenience. If you or a loved one have pain that prevents you from enjoying life to the fullest, then call today for a free consultation at 223-2346. Redding Acupuncture Healthcare is in the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell. Call today, 223-2346.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we are wound up over fruits and vegetables today here on Positively Healthy. And in the studio, we have Mark Peterson. So welcome back, Mark.
All right. Good to be here.
All right, good. And so, you know, we're talking about his organic food delivery, and it comes through Redding on Tuesday, and they are dropping off fresh vegetables and fruits to a lot of California here. And beyond fruits and vegetables, you can get raw milk and you can get cheese. Did you say cheese?
Yes, we have cheese.
Okay.
Yeah, everything's raw farm products, no process anything.
Okay, and do you have nuts?
Yes.
Oh, right on. Okay.
Raw, unpasteurized.
Excellent. Okay. So those are add-ons. So what I'm going to read to you is the list of fruits and vegetables that would be in the small box delivered on Tuesdays over by Big Lots in their parking lot. And they're right, but this is what's being delivered now. And there's the small box for $21?
$21.80, and the big one's $36.80.
Okay, so you got 2 options. All right, so this is what's happening now. Well, right now they have melons in the box, they have persimmons, they have pomegranates, Anaheim chilies, arugula, they have bell peppers. Hold on while I try to move the cursor down. Okay, we have bok choy, chard, cherry tomatoes, collard greens, green beans, lettuce, radishes, squash, and cilantro. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Yeah, it's good.
Uh-huh.
We have a bunch of happy customers, and us too.
Now, do you also have goat's milk for people, or do you? Because mentioned that you have goats, so I didn't know.
I have some later ambitions of bringing goat's milk on a thing for my own goats, but for now, I'm just doing it for myself and some close friends.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a goat milk freak.
You are a goat milk. Why?
Well, because the fat globulars are 5 times smaller. It's the closest thing to mother's breast milk, and I have a breed of goats out of Switzerland that. If I blindfolded you, you couldn't taste the difference between cow and goat. There's no goaty taste in it. So it's milk for drinking. So
what kind of goats are these?
I can't even pronounce it. Aberhasleys, I believe. I think that's how you pronounce them. And I just have a couple goats, and we've been milking them, I don't know, since about May. I think we've only had like one little touch of any sickness in our house. We've noticed increased just health in our family. I feel a lot more energy. It's good for me to get out and milk. And we grew up milking our own cow, and me and my brother. He was a lot older than me, so if he was listening, he'd give me grief because he did a lot more milking than me.
Oh, I thought he was gonna force it on you. Okay.
Yeah, I did a little. I was younger though.
You're making up for it.
Yeah, and I like it. I like getting up at 5 a.m. and going out and milking. It kind of gets me going. And
now, is that the only time you can milk? Are they still?
No, yeah, you milk.
Can you milk at 7:30?
Yeah, you milk. Oh, no, you just milk at 12-hour intervals.
Okay.
So, however you want to set that for yourself. Right now, I'm 7 and 7.
Yeah.
So I'll do it right after dinner. And right before breakfast is kind of what I do.
Excellent.
And, I got kids, and they milk when dad has to be gone, and it's good for them.
Definitely. But it just seems like in Shasta County and in Tehama County, we have a huge goat culture. I mean, there are goat events and...
Yes, there is. November 5th, I believe. I'm going to be there just to learn. And they're having I think it's down at the... Boy... I hate to give the wrong information, but I think it's down at the Red Bluff
Fair. I think it is too, yeah.
And yeah, I'm going to learn, and I'm going to pick up some more dairy goats. I have, a friend of mine's have a son that's autistic. We've been giving him raw goat's milk, and he's doing so much better.
Isn't that incredible?
And that just, I'm feeling emotional just thinking about how cool is that?
That's
and they're just so grateful to be able, and I'm just giving them an extra half gallon here and there.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of fun because, if you've read up on, it heals 50 diseases. God didn't create it. God didn't create our milk to be boiled. We want that real bacteria in our body that gives us the defenses for things that we need. You can't find anybody that says milk's good for you. Well, you can't find anybody that says raw milk isn't.
Right.
And so there's these huge differences like, stay off milk. Like, don't stay off milk. Get on raw milk.
Get on the good stuff,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, join up.
So I do. I have some ambitions of making raw goat's milk available on the site. I'm probably, a year plus out.
Good. But I think that's a huge market, especially.
Yeah, I believe it is too. Yeah. And everybody loves it. And I might be doing that here in Reading.
Oh, did you hear that, listeners? Okay. Well, we have a transcript of this. We'll hold you to it. So I want to get on to a little more about the vegetables and in season. Like right now, what I see on this list here are vegetables and fruits in season, like
that's
California
correct.
Season. You're not pulling in things that are out of season that are coming from far away.
Yeah, well, you can get grapes, peaches, apples, and apricots, year round. But it came in on a plane. It came in on a ship, and it's fuel based and farmed with synthetic fertilizers. We're 100% organic. Our soils are alive. Our fertility comes out of the. We have quite a large organic chicken farm. So, because even when you put conventional manure on organic, it's still classified organic. But we put organic fertilizer from organic chickens
Excellent.
On our organic land.
Yeah.
So
beyond organic.
We are truly beyond organic. So, but we've been organic in our fertility since 1892, and so. When we made the switch, now we are on every level.
Excellent. I would like to confess to you that I bought some Fuji apples at Costco maybe like a little while ago.
Uh-huh.
And I've never seen packaging like that in my life. I mean, it's the kind of packaging that maybe a flashlight comes in, where you kind of need something even stronger than your scissors.
Yeah.
And they're hard. They're even like awful. I mean, they're hard to eat. Each one is sort of individually, and it's just overkill. It's ridiculous. And right now, I don't even know why I bought them, but I just wanted them at the time. You know, you're in Costco, and you kind of get that.
Yeah,
thing.
You know, I made up my mind not to ever criticize. You know, because
we'll be taking a break now while we fight.
You know, I mean, a majority of I have a lot of friends. I have deep roots in agriculture, and most of them are conventional farmers. So me and my brother said we will never ever criticize.
Oh, you're any of, so nice.
I'm gonna bow out of that one.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, what a mess! An absolute. You know, that's a lot of packaging and a lot of fuel and a lot of just stuff that went into me having a little impulse moment of having to buy those apples.
So. No comment.
No comment. No comment either. So tell me about the business model. Like, how is it that you, like, how does it work down in Tulare? Do you have like a big, I mean, where are the trucks filled?
Okay, we have an assembly area, which is right next to our packing shed. My brother's, I believe, the biggest organic fruit packer. That would be peaches, plums, nectarines, apricots in the world.
Wow.
And which, you know, isn't a ton. You know, he's probably doing 400,000 boxes, which we could get out a calculator, but they're about 25 pounds each. He does about that many a year. So, you know, the organic thing, you know, do you know what the percentage of organic food consumption is in America?
No.
Just take a wild guess. No one ever guesses
10%.
Right. 10%. No.
23%.
Not even close. No,
I have no idea.
It will be shocking. It's not over 2.
It's not over 2.
It's not over 2%. So for all the hype, organic is a very, very small. And a lot of people think they're eating organic, but they're not.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they'll throw one thing in their cart and think they're eating organic.
Right. Good point. Yeah.
And, you know, and so for all the hype, it's a really, really small segment, but we're going to bring it back.
Excellent. And so here is the what a location where are you taking an empty truck and you're going to the farmers? I mean,
no,
how does
all the farmers pull in? All the farmers pull in.
They all pull in.
They all pull in. We know we assemble on, like I mentioned earlier, we assemble on Monday mornings, late mornings, and we assemble on Friday mornings.
Okay.
Late morning to early afternoon, and we have deliveries that afternoon close by. And then the next day, all day farther away. And so the farmers know because they'll get a computer because everything's cashless. There's a huge backside to this website. And everybody gets a printout of how many heads of lettuce they need to bring. And we've known from past years and how things ebb and flow. And we have farmers now planting specifically for us so that we have things coming off at all those different times.
Oh,
and
perfect.
So they know let's go with heads of lettuce. They know how many heads of lettuce that they need to have there by Tuesday morning. So they have their crew out there at 6 o'clock getting those cut and getting them on a truck and getting them to the assembly area just prior to our assembly and then putting them on a cool truck, which comes to you. So there's no cooling, there's no packaging, there's no shed. All those boxes are reused. There's no broker, there's no middleman, there's no warehousing, there's no brick and mortar. And that gets us organic produce at the price of conventional within one day of harvest.
Oh, it sounds like it. Now, do you have any restaurants that you deliver to?
Not in Reading. Yes, I believe we do. I think we walked into Universal Studios. A gal walked in, and I think they have, or is it Disney? We have somebody, and they signed up 60 subscribers. So we deliver to one of those. We'll deliver to a business if people get enough signups. And so, it's kind of exciting. And so, restaurants, yes. Don't know enough about that.
Okay, though, that's so. All right. That's all right. I just didn't know.
I haven't been
because
around
because it's growing so much.
Yes.
You know, probably. I just didn't know if restaurants had gotten on board yet, or if they, you know, word of mouth is a funny thing. You don't really know who's going to hear about you and who isn't, and so.
Yeah, and I think that'll be, you know, if you've I'm sure you've been to Europe, you know, you want to eat at the places with the handwritten signs because they've shopped at the market that morning.
Yeah.
So their menu's always changing, and shouldn't that be how we eat?
Oh.
And so, you know, I'd like to see a restaurant get 20 boxes and just cook their menu off of that box.
I would, too. That would be extraordinary. Now, I want to read for the folks what an add-on is. Like, you know, you get your box of fruits and vegetables, but then you can kind of just add stuff if you want and have it delivered to you. And this is what you have this week for add-ons.
Right.
You've got the Valencia oranges, the 10-pound bag. Okay, you've got more persimmons, a different type of persimmon. You have...
Can I say something on the persimmon? There's two. There's a baking persimmon, and then there's the fuyu persimmon. The one you can eat like an apple, and the other one needs to soften to bake.
Okay, perfect. So those. And then you have some dried thyme. If you want to go into the acorn squash, you can get more arugula. You can get...
Generally, everything we have in the box... is offered as an add-on if you want extra.
Okay.
Generally.
Okay, but I didn't see things like here's avocado, and I was during the break I was wondering about avocado because
yeah, on an occasion at peak season we'll put those in the box, but for the most part, you know, we run those as add-ons.
Add-ons. Okay, yeah. That's good. Here we have baby beets, and we have more baby beets. Okay, I guess that's for more. Here's some sweet basil, and here are bay leaves. Good. Here we have more. Butternut squash, okay, chives. Sorry, I'm reading this. I'm trying to make this thing move. And we have some mint. You've got a lot of options here. I mean, you don't even need to go to the market. I'm seeing this now.
Yeah, you know, I do 90% of our shopping. I personally hate to shop for everything but food. I love to shop for food. And,
yeah.
And you know, I completely bypass the produce section now. How cool is that?
That's exciting. Okay, then we still have some daikon radish, and we have some dried chamomile, lavender, basil. So lots of spices, dried mint. Okay, I think we're getting a good... I'm just starting, people. I can't even go on. Here's some dried stevia. So I'm just barely starting the add-ons, so I'm going to have to stop because, I mean, I've hardly made a dent. So people can be really thorough and plan ahead. They can go wild here.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, I had a couple moms tell us recently, like, hey, I save money doing that. I'm not running to the store all the time. I'm adjusting my cooking to this. It's a surprise every week.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
And so, can you trade, say you didn't want the apples this time and you wanted something else? Can you
match? Yeah, a lot of moms are out there in the parking lot trading with each other. I see them doing it all the time. Hey, do you want this? Oh, yeah, I'll take that. And so
say you're allergic to apples, you kind of have to just take them, right? But you have to maybe just give them to your neighbors or sell them.
It's a great opportunity to have some communion with your next door neighbor.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go away. There's more to learn from Mark Peterson. We'll be right back.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Orchard Nutrition Center. For 30 years, our family-owned business has been Redding's premier choice for health foods, produce, bulk foods, and the best nutritional supplements. We pride ourselves on offering many locally produced foods. Our products are good for you and easy on your pocketbook. Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust in the Cypress Shopping Center, open every day, 8 to 9.
Too tired or busy to cook at home or go out to eat? We can bring the restaurant to you. Hi, I'm Jeff from Entree Express. We've been delivering lunch and dinner from your favorite Reading restaurants for 17 years. We can deliver to your home, office, or hotel room. Enjoy your favorites from 25 restaurants by calling Entree Express at 224-9791. That's 224-9791. Or you can Google Entree Express of Reading to find our website.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Hi, welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. And in the studio, we have Mark Peterson. And, Mark Peterson, why don't you give us your website again?
AHorganics.com. We deliver to Reading on Tuesdays from 2:30, from 2 to 2:30 in between Fleetfoot and Big Lots parking lot.
Okay, AH organics.com. Stands for Abundant Harvest Organics.
Abundant Harvest Organics, yeah.
Okay. And now, one of the things that we learned during the break is that you, when you were putting your business model together, you were pulling from a lot of different groups. Like, tell us how you start, how you put this together, buddy.
Well, I've got 2 degrees, one from Fresno State, big agriculture, and we didn't have computers back then. I mean, they were just coming in. So I got into government contracts, as I mentioned earlier. I just got to give you a little backstory.
Good.
And, you know, everything, and I stumbled into that. It was kind of a really cool, you know how life goes, you know, you just stumble into stuff, you know, you run into your best things in the dark, and that was me. And they made me do everything on the computer. And I'm telling you, if I didn't have to feed my family, I would have never done that. Like, I was ready to cry. I'm like, I'm scared of computers. And so I think, you know, they'd send their tech out, and we'd work through that thing. I mean, I'm feeling emotional even talking about it. It was so hard for me to learn that stinking thing. But through that, and, you know, I started buying online, and I'm like, holy smokes, this is really cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm starting to use Amazon and Netflix and FedEx. And I teach a business class in town, and I just got excited that we could bypass a lot of the brick and mortar and a cost that we didn't need to incur with the internet. And so I think that was some of the things that influenced me, and that's kind of how I landed in piecing this whole thing together. I think it was at a time where people were beginning to use their credit cards for food and being comfortable with it.
Right, right.
And so you know, I think we just hit the window at the right time, and, you know, it's better to be lucky than good.
Definitely. And then, because of that, you said that some of your employees, you've helped them start businesses, and
I was went on my own when I was 18. I was running 100 employees, and most of those on the family farm, maybe 40 of them were mine, and I probably had over 1,000 employees. You know, a lot of farm workers over the years, and I love business, and I've started probably 20 of my employees in their own businesses to try to find things that they're good at and get them going as a sub for me in some way and promote them to my friends. And I just really enjoy it, you know, because, it's just kind of part of who I am. And other people have different perspectives, but that's what I enjoy, getting people going in their own business. And I've started a bunch of little small ones myself. I think this was a home run. I think we'd all admit on that one.
Yeah.
And so I'm really proud of this.
Now,
and
what business class are you teaching? Or you kind of have a...
Contact me on our website, and
okay,
I'll tell you about it. But I just do it once a month.
Yeah.
And we eat together.
Yeah.
And I bring in people that are committed to know. I have some amazing business leaders in the community that help me. I talk for very briefly, and I ask a lot of questions, because really, for people to make it in business, they don't need a seminar. They need somebody to look them in the eyes and say, hey, you can do this. Don't do these stupid things. You know, most of the time it's like, well, look, we have all these misperceptions. And so, you know, just to have somebody to help them walk through the most simple, basic things of business. And that's really what we're doing. We're just providing that atmosphere. They can ask me questions. We eat together. And
what's the biggest mistake people make?
Most people don't have a making problem. They have a spending problem.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, you know, if you're willing to, you know, most really successful businessmen I know and myself, you know, we've lived in our friend's basement. I've lived in a horse trailer before. You know, I mean, and I've taken my wife with me, and, you know, you do what it takes to make that thing work. And,
yeah,
you know, you do delayed gratification. You self-sacrifice now for later. And, you know, people go, I want your life. I'm like, well, it's
are you sure you want the beginning of that?
Are you sure you want the beginning of that?
Yeah.
And, you know, if they are, then I'll help you walk through that.
Excellent. Gosh, it's just been such a gift to have you here today. I really, really appreciate you. And then just one more time for the folks at home who are, you know, people, radio's funny. People come and go throughout the show.
Sure.
And it's like, who is that guy again? So how do they find you?
ahorganics.com. ahorganics.com. We deliver to Reading from 2 to 2:30. Love to see you guys out at the website, out at the drop site, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, and then also on these little add-ons. I mean, I'm Claire down here. I'm just still getting going here. You have oatmeal. You have rice. You have everything. So people, you can get anything delivered on a Tuesday, and you can support the state of California. You've been listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. We'll see you next week. She said, doctor, 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 doctor.
for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Hank Weinblum. Never in the 10-year war in Afghanistan has there been a day this deadly for Americans in the capital city, Kabul, the result of a suicide bomber. Fox's Connor Powell is live in Kabul.
Hank, 5 American troops, 8 NATO civilian employees, and 4 Afghans were killed today when a car full of explosives attacked a U.S. military convoy. The attack happened in one of the most heavily developed areas of Kabul near the American University. Security responsibility was recently transferred to Afghans in the capital city, but today's attack is a deadly reminder the Taliban can still strike with violent consequences, and the Afghan security forces are still not fully capable and up to the task, Hank.
Thanks, Connor. In Libya, the NATO-led air campaign officially comes to an end Monday. Today, a different sort of air campaign. A U.S. military plane evacuated more than 20 Libyans wounded in the fighting. They're being flown to the U.S. for treatment.
These men can't receive the treatment they need in Libya. Some have serious breakdowns.